This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Picking up on what Sabri was talking about earlier, the trade deficit and the closing thereof, there is a part of this economy where the trade gap is getting smaller. Oil and gas. A new report out from the International Energy Agency is predicting kind of amazing growth in the U.S. shale oil production, a growth rate that, get this, compares to Saudi Arabia at its fastest. The agency says the United States is eventually going to sell more oil than it buys. Good news for the Trump administration and every president back to Nixon, in point of fact, all of whom talked about getting off foreign oil. But in keeping with today's theme, best be careful what you wish for. Marketplace's Jed Kim has that.
Once upon a time, the U.S. produced all the oil it used. Then we needed more and couldn't keep up, started importing. But the shale oil boom could have us meeting our own needs and sending some to others. Pavel Molchanov analyzes energy for Raymond James. He says other wealthy countries have had this happen. The U.K. and China at times, and our neighbors.
Canada is a net exporter of oil today and by a large margin.
Those economies can hint at what might happen here. The energy sector grows, but other industries could decline, notably manufacturing. Trevor Hauser is with research firm The Rhodium Group.
If the oil and gas trade deficit declines, that puts upward pressure on the value of the dollar, which then makes other manufactured goods less internationally competitive.
Other effects lean toward the political. Elected officials have long proclaimed the benefits of energy independence. No supply threats due to overseas oil embargoes or shortages or wars.
And now we get to see whether that actually translates into the transformation of the U.S.'s geopolitical position in the world.
But he says being a net exporter of oil doesn't open some magic door to peace and prosperity. The U.S. economy is connected to the rest of the world by more than just oil. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.